This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, the DJV program is on the air. I have a special focus for Jennifer in just a second. It's not J-Lo, but J-Ho. It doesn't sound quite right, does it?
My friends used to call me ever since J-Lo changed her name. That's been one of my nicknames.
Wait, seriously? Seriously,
funny. I just stepped into that one. I didn't know that as well as I know you. I didn't know that anybody ever called you J-O.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Definitely a nickname.
Jennifer Lopez, by the way, is still on the yacht, according to the DJV download. And then there was a J-Lo who visited my farm over the weekend. We talk about that on the download as well. All right, so happy days are here again, because, ladies and gentlemen, we are about to present to you yet another Rickroll to see if we can get him to maybe beyond that 1 billion mark. I love this song. I've always loved this song. I'm a pop hit guy. I like pop music. I like the hits. So apparently, the official video for this song has hit 1 billion plays on YouTube. So, all right, here we go. Crank it up, Phil. Come on, you have to. Everyone's got to like this song. This is a happy, fun song. How can you not be happy listening to this? Crank it up,
Phil. There's, like, awkward dancing in this video. A lot of back and forth. Like the washing machine is what I call it.
Everyone is awkward dancing right now listening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't tell me you're not moving at least a
and
little.
This song
and
will stay with you all day.
And he tried to make trench coats happen, which, I don't know.
It did, by the way. At that time, for about a minute, they did happen.
Yeah. All right. So why, I don't think I've ever asked this question. Why is it referred to as a Rick Roll? What is that? What is the meaning of this?
His name is Rick, and he's
rolling. I got that. Yeah,
right,
yeah,
but
yeah.
What happened was this started out as just a funny meme, and so, like, if someone sent you a video, like, if I would send you a video and say, hey, this is really, you know, this is really cool, check this out, and so the video starts, and it could be anything. It could be somebody talking about talk radio, and then in the middle of it, it bursts in with Rick Astley's song. So then you've been Rickrolled. It's basically, Rickrolled. It's like an April Fool's joke. You've been fooled.
Silly stuff. That's fun. Fun.
But remember, it went all the way to the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
Yeah.
He was on a float, and, like, I mean, that's like, it brought his, the Rickroll brought his entire career back.
Mm-hmm. So, I've determined something, Jennifer.
Yes.
Apparently, Larry Elder must be making some strides, because there's a hatchet job in today's New York Times about him.
So, 100%.
Yeah, he's making some strides and some serious...
He really shook up.
What is
that?
A hatchet job?
For those of you that don't know, just to give some context, Larry Elder is a talk show host, and he is running for California governor to replace Gavin Newsom in the recall. The ballots go out on the 16th of August, the election September 14th. So, him jumping into this race has made Gavin Newsom spend a lot more money, pay a lot more attention. They tried to keep him off the ballot in California.
Right.
It's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. What did the New York Times say?
Well, that's basically that... they refer to him as a conservative talk radio host, leading in some polls with around 18%. And so they're trying to find an angle. I don't know that I'd call that a hatchet job.
Well, the angle
is they don't want him to be the governor go ahead, Jen.
So, you know, I like to play political strategists, and it doesn't matter, like, what I believe. Like, I like to say, if I were Biden, even though I wouldn't vote or I didn't vote for Biden, I would say, if I were Biden, I would do X, Y, Z, right? Because it's just fun. What Newsom's doing is so stupid. Newsom is calling this his branding for this.
Coming across not very bright.
He's saying it's the Republican recall, and he even has Elizabeth Warren spending a ton of money, and she's saying, "Oh, don't fall victim to Trump supporters and the Republican recall."
Larry Elder, by the way, is not a Trumper. Go ahead, excuse me.
Larry Elder is a supporter of President Trump. Yes, he is.
Yeah,
but
he's not like, it's about so much.
It's about so much. You'd be surprised. We both, I mean, I don't know if crazy is the right word for either one of us, but we both appreciate and miss the contributions of the former president.
Okay.
But the deal is that if you try to make this or boil it down to try to make it about Trump or to try to make it about Republicans, you're a moron. Because what this is it's Democrats, it's independents. He doesn't have a fan base in the state. There's not one group that is screaming, except for the unions. The teachers' unions are all about him because he let them stay shut down. They paid him a lot of money. They're going to give him power. If he wins the election, it's going to be because of the power that the unions gave him. But I'm telling you right now, nobody really loves Gavin Newsom. And so to try to boil it down and make it about Republicans, I think you're going to tell a lot of people who are in the middle or who are Democrats, they're going to be like, I'm not a Trumper dude, but I don't like you. And they're going to go and see right through all that nonsense. He'd
so
be better off trying to...
then, if you, because I agree with you, and I actually just said during the commercial break to Doug that I have a lot of friends who live in the L.A. area who are very liberal, and they do not
like
him at all.
No,
like, I don't know.
He's an unlikable guy. In addition to being an incompetent nincompoop, he's an unlikable guy.
Well, I think that also his audience, because I said to Doug, I'm like, I struggle to figure out who are his followers, like who are his people. I think it must just be Hollywood actors who just don't know any better, and they have a lot of money, so if he raises taxes, it doesn't affect them.
Right. Yeah, I think it's definitely some of the Hollywood elites which will come out to defend him, but really, truly, his real power source is the teachers' union. The teachers' union is what he's going to use. That's a secret weapon. But I think if you're driving turnout, there is not a group of people who are excited about keeping Gavin Newsom than there are groups of people who want to get rid of him. That's the real problem for Gavin. And so to try to boil it down and insult people by saying it's just Trump supporters or Republicans who want him out, you're totally missing the point of the recall. He would be better off. Yeah, he'd be better off saying,
Look,
hey,
the
last 2 years have been hard for all of us, but here's what I'm going to do next year. This is, but he's not doing that. So, again, I think he's gotten so used to being part of the political swamp in California and just that fabric of people who just win elections
without
explanation.
He's the leader of the swamp. Who's the leader of the swamp? Faithful you and me.
What do you think are the chances that he's gonna overcome this, that he's going to get recalled and still make it?
Well, he won't get recalled and still make it. So the question number one is that 50% plus one of the voters have to vote him out of office. Mm-hmm. That's it. So it's either yes or no.
Okay.
And then question number two is just who do you want to replace him? And whoever gets the highest amount of votes will replace him. And I believe that no matter whether or not Gavin is recalled, Larry Elder will get the most votes in California.
I think you're right. Yep.
As far as the recall goes, I was about 70-30 that he was going to survive this. But the polls are tightening. People's interest in him, it's waning. I think a lot of people know we would be shut down again if he weren't seeing a recall. So I really think it's 50-50 right now. I think it's really close.
So it's a month,
really,
right?
Close.
Isn't September, first Tuesday in September?
The ballots, and this is the other thing, is that elections now go for months instead of days, right? So the ballots are mailed out on August 16th, which means that people will begin to do voting, early voting, as early as August 18th, 19th, 20th, whenever those ballots arrive. People will start to vote, but Election Day is September 14th.
All right. By the way, Victoria and I were also having, in addition to the conversation we just said, I invited her to come stay at the house because she's taking a trip up to New England with her husband in a few months. And I said, come on by. She wants to take time off, but she sees it as a move for me to get her to go on the air while she's
here. Wake her
up. Because he goes, he's like, well, just stay at my house, and then you can do the show
from here.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. That's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that.
The only person I know that says vacations and holidays are about radio shows, but that's
right. Exactly.
Well, it's fun. It's good stuff.
If you snooze, you lose.
That's right. Exactly. All right. Also, in the trending department, The story of the shooters in New York, we talk about that on the DJV download. We're following where J-Lo is. Then there's the L.A. Clippers star. We talked about him turning down $36 million for next year. What did he finally settle on? Anybody know? Is there a final to that? And the football draft is all over, right? I mean, the basketball draft. I think it's
I don't
all
know. I don't follow NBA, so this is someone else's question.
I think the NBA draft was last week,
Yeah, Jay just said it was over. So what did this guy finally settle in on? Anybody know what he's getting? He had an offer of like $235 million over 5 years. And he turned it down. That takes a lot of hubris, I think, as much as anything else. So anyway, good luck. You can follow all the things we have in terms of what we talk about during the course of the program every day. If you don't get to listen to all of it, just go listen to the podcast. It's only a few minutes long, and it's cool. The download is at djvshow.com, or more specifically, those of you who listen to a lot of podcasts, just get the broadcast there.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Sadness and misery, I don't feel either of these. I'm in a good mood.
Okay.
Hey, man, what's wrong?
Well, it just didn't sound very bluesy.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Oh, hey, Buzz.
Okay, well, let's try it again.
Smile on my face.
Nope, that's still happy.
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
All right, so can somebody clarify for me, by the way, it's 18 half the hour on the DJV program, is it 3 police officers who have committed suicide or 4?
4 now.
Since January
and
6th.
I got to say, hold my tinfoil hat, I don't believe that. I question about these suicides. Does anybody
How do you
else?
Mean?
Does anybody
do you
think else
getting
think it's
bumped
weird?
Off?
Yeah. Does anybody
really?
Else think that 4 officers committing suicide, I don't know.
Why would they get
all
bumped
due respect,
off?
Look, with all due respect to the family, because I think it's, I don't want to seem like I'm being heartless, because this is a huge loss to those families. But isn't it a little weird that 4 people have suddenly committed suicide? People with families committing suicide? I mean, the officer that
but
died
what,
yesterday, there
what,
2?
Why would they get rid of him? And who would
Maybe
get rid of
Maybe they have something to
him?
Say
why
about
after all these months with this other officer, the most recent one? I don't really
Maybe
know.
They have
I mean,
conflicting other stories to tell about the January 6th. I mean, I don't know. It seems to me that there is just something weird going on. I don't know.
Well, the last two, they took their own lives within a few days of the attack. This one is this one is months afterwards. So
and then another, but there's another guy who did it at the same time. I mean, there are 2 that died yesterday.
Yeah, well, it seems like good to ask the question anyway. There is a new podcast afloat, which I would hope you'd pay attention to if you are into astrology at all. I have Laura Banks, and if you're into psychic connections, I have Mary O'Malley on this exclusive podcast called Zodiac Magic. Every single week we go through what is coming up for the next week and how it influences you romance-wise, health-wise, job-wise. So check it out, ZodiacMagicPodcast.com, or again, wherever you get your podcasts, 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
After the hour now on the DJV program. Let's everybody put your pen and paper down because there's important material here to discuss. The trending issues, according to social media followers like Jay. So Sarah Jessica Parker and Chris Noth are not just going to be in Sex and the City. Is that basically the bottom line here? There's something else going on? I didn't realize. You know, he's 66 years old. Do you realize that?
He looks it.
You think he does?
Yeah.
He's not a spring chicken.
No, the pictures that I saw of him filming with SJP yesterday in the city, he did not look great. I mean, he
really?
Let his hair go all gray for the Equalizer, and it just kind of, I don't know, maybe he is an example of a guy, like normally I'm not in favor of men coloring their hair, but maybe in his case it just looks better to color it, I don't know.
Hmm.
He looks frumpy.
He does. He's one of my favorites. I love him.
I mean, I love
ever
him.
Ever since he was in Law & Order, when Dick Wolf discovered him as a young actor, and he and Jerry Orbach were fabulous together in Law & Order. All right, so anyway, Jay, what's cooking with him now?
No, that's just it. They were seen filming as well as rehearsing lines for And Just Like That, the HBO Max revival of Sex and the City. And they were not looking too happy with each other, Sarah Jessica Parker and Chris Noth, but they were in character. And as we now know from the spoiler alerts, that their characters are going through a divorce.
Yep, there it is. He's
it
had some
like
really...
They were at a wedding or something, or maybe a funeral, but her outfit might be
they were dressed.
Yeah, so maybe it was a wedding. Who else gets married? Well, maybe somebody new.
Well, doesn't Big have an affair with somebody? Isn't that the deal?
There are multiple rumors that he, you know, commits a white-collar crime and goes to prison, and that's why they end up getting divorced. There's another rumor that he has a heart attack and dies. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's...
Well, and then, oh my goodness, why did I forget her name? Bridget Moynihan. She is back.
Mm-hmm.
Or wait. Mahanigan?
She's
confused.
Bridget Moynihan.
I get the two actresses confused.
Yeah.
Okay,
is she in the Sex and the City?
Yeah,
she played one of Big's ex-wives who caught Carrie and Big cheating or having an affair, and then she fell down the stairs. She was chasing after Carrie and like broke her teeth. It was a whole storyline for an episode, and so she is back to reprise her Natasha role. So we'll see how that works out.
She's kind of like Noth and Sarah Jessica Parker, this New York actor group Moynihan is a big part of Blue Bloods and has been. Do you know that there hasn't been one character change in that show since it went on the air? Do you know how amazing that is? That the same group that started that show, 12, 13 years ago, every single one of them, except for the lady that played Danny Wahlberg. Anyway, she's the only one who's left. Everybody else.
Well, stayed. and the partner also. The partner was Jennifer Esposito at the beginning.
Oh, yeah, she did leave early on.
Didn't she get kicked off the show because of her health issues?
She had some disease, and then she said that, and then they treated her poorly, she said, and
didn't
so
like
back
that.
And forth. Yeah.
Right. All right, what's the story with Ric Flair? Why is he trending, Jay?
He wanted out. He wanted out, and the WWE was like, all right, fine. So he requested his release, and he was granted.
Isn't he old?
He's 72 years old, yeah.
He hasn't actually fought,
but he was still part of
Storyline.
He's
an ambassador. Yeah.
Yeah, and he was still part of Storyline. Like,
his daughter.
With his daughter, Charlotte.
His daughter's wrestling,
part of
isn't she?
WWE.
Yeah.
So what? When
so
he's
what,
an
I don't get it. So he just wants
is,
to retire, and he needs to get permission to do that?
Well, yeah, he was part of a contract. I guess he didn't like some of the recent storylines he was doing anyway, so he was like, no, I want out of the contract.
Oh, so he's like a reporter?
How do people watch
all
this?
He's just part of the storylines.
Because all the stuff that happens, when they're not really fighting.
I'd like to see him wrestle Dr. Fauci. That's an idea.
What?
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A new report out of Washington is claiming American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover-up of COVID's origins. Republican Congressman Daryl Issa on Newsmax.
All facts tell us that there's a very high chance that this was, in fact, accidentally released through carelessness or some other activity from the Wuhan facility and covered up starting in September of 2019 by both Chinese and American officials. That's really where the facts lead. And it's that last part that American officials did a great deal of helping with the cover up that concerns us the most.
The federal eviction moratorium expired over the weekend, but if and when people could be evicted varies greatly depending on the laws where they live. If you live in a community that has no COVID-19 protection still in place, it could be a matter of days or weeks. USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Election officials in Maricopa County, Arizona, issued a response to election audit subpoenas by the state Senate. In a letter on Monday, Maricopa Board Chairman Jack Sellers claimed the 2020 election was over. Sellers also threatened legal action in case the audit revealed any fraud or wrongdoing by Maricopa officials. Arizona GOP Chair Dr. Kelly Ward.
Well, as much as they can do, based on the information the Senate's received in response to their fully legal legislative subpoena, what they've received so far from the county. Now, the Senate had to issue new subpoenas in the last couple of days, and we're looking forward to the audit team processing the information that we must get from those new subpoenas. It includes some old data and new. Voters deserve and demand a full audit shining a light on the good and on the bad in the 2020 election. These new subpoenas require that the routers or the information from them, including the Splunk logs, the ballot envelopes themselves, or at least the images of them, and all passwords, access keys, and tokens required to examine the tabulating machines be turned over to the Arizona State Senate by August 2nd. Maricopa County said they don't have access to those tokens and they don't have those passwords. Only their election vendor does. That's why the State Senate, wisely, in my view, has subpoenaed Dominion, the voting machine vendor.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All right, 34 at the hour now on the DTV program. Doug Steffen presents the ladies of the day. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, and Jay Kirshner here as we open up things, the whole business of evictions and rental arrears. Here locally, there was an analysis done this week by a local organization, but it had the seed of the overview was that 6 million people around the country are behind on their rent, owing a total of over $23 billion. And so the president apparently has asked federal agencies to try to find ways to stop these evictions because there are going to be a lot of people out on the street. I think there's a big problem in Los Angeles County. Wow. All around the country, there are tenants who face the threat of eviction, another wreaking havoc as a result of the Chinese communist virus. And so, again, who's paying for that? Are you somebody who has been affected directly? We all, I think, have been affected. And are you looking at what you're buying and seeing where it's made? I hope you are, because one thing leads to another. Anyway, there's a call to extend the moratorium through October 18th. Is it likely, ladies, this will happen? What's the discussion among the Democrats and the Republicans as to how to get
honestly,
this
I hope not.
Done?
I think that Biden's
you
in
hope
a really
not?
Tough Yeah, I think that Biden's in a
you
really
You hope
tough
it doesn't
spot.
Get extended?
Yeah, I hope it doesn't, yeah. Because I think it's not helping. The extension is not helping. And so
what does
I think
help?
That, you know, at this point, it's too much. We talked about this yesterday. For people who own homes, it's a little different. For renters
yeah.
who have not been able to make their rent, adding to their debt with their landlords is not helping.
And but where do they go? I mean, I am a renter,
you know,
so if I couldn't afford my rent, then where do we
think
go?
Think about it. Right. I mean, and what are you going to do? Is adding on two more months to your debt going to do anything other than just add on to
you
your debt
the,
two more
well,
months?
But
then you can't
the,
keep this going.
Right,
forever.
But then in
it
L.A.
It shouldn't have been in place to begin with, I believe.
But
I
in
really
L.A.
we did ourselves a disservice.
Right, but in L.A. you guys have rent forgiveness if you make less than, what, $75,000 a year? I mean, that's the
then,
other alternative.
Right.
And that's
but
what
then
people
if you
in
have,
New York
but,
are waiting to see if that's
right,
going to happen
if you
as
have
well.
Rent forgiveness, and I don't necessarily think that that's a good idea either, but if you have rent forgiveness, then you've already paid your landlord, so it wouldn't really be a problem, right, because the landlord would have already received money from the government to forgive their rent. This is the problem. You know, this is the problem that we've only begun to see by shutting down economies, and I think that the pain, unfortunately, is going to be really real, and it's going to be really real for a lot of people. And I hate to see it, but I don't think extending it is going to do anything because, at some point it has to stop, right? I mean, you can't just – what is two more months going to do other than get people in trouble right before
well,
the holidays?
Well, it gives you – I think it gives you – I think it prepares some people. I think, you know, we
they
just got a notification.
Coming,
well, yeah, but no one knew when. And so we just got a notification yesterday that starting September 1st that they will be charging late fees if you're, you know, past the 5th of the month. So they've, you know, the people here who, you know, our management company, they've been working, I guess, with people who weren't able to pay their rent. So, but it gives you some sort of notice and some sort of deadline where you know you need to figure it out. Whether you take, do you take a personal loan? Like, what do? Do you borrow money? Do you make an arrangement with your landlord? Landlords, yes, landlords need money, but landlords also need tenants. And dumping people out onto the street is not the answer, especially when there's already funds that have been allocated to this.
More of
yeah, but working it out,
it's a tough,
but working out
a tough
an
spot.
Agreement.
It's a tough spot. And tough honestly, spot. When I mean, the fact that we even allowed it to happen, shame on us. I mean, this to me is.
Well, shutting the country down, shame on us.
Yeah,
shutting the world down, yes. That is shame on us. Plus, all the misinformation that's around. I noticed that there's an expose on one of the news services today about Joseph Mercola. What do you know about him, ladies? He's a doctor.
Oh, that guy who's responsible for more misinformation than any other single source.
That's what this story
yeah.
says. He has said this is something that was actually in a Phoenix newspaper, an Atlanta newspaper, about the vaccines and the information that he
who
presented.
Who is he? I don't know who he
is. Mercola is a well-known advocate for alternative medicine.
Is he a real
medicine.
Doctor?
Yeah, I believe he is. Yeah, he's
like an actual
sort of kind of the same
doctor.
Cloth as Jack is. Jack
right, but I mean medical school, like an actual medical doctor.
Yeah, yeah. No, yes, he is. Yep, yeah, he is. So under the circumstances, there's a lot of stuff about him and around him, but he's not the only one. I mean, Jack has been, as a matter of fact, we got a couple of podcasts that we have every week with Jack and Ken on DJV Health. And the most recent one with Jack talks about and with me regarding Fauci and his wanting to start developing another vaccine and his point
well,
of view on
there
that.
There was talk about one vaccine that combines basically all of the
all
vaccines,
of
right? Like
right.
a universal one. Yeah.
Yeah. See, where Jack is
I mean,
really
well,
strong.
Well, when you read, I'm just reading through on this Mercola, and then we can talk about Jack. But,
yeah.
Okay, so some of what he's saying is right. Some of what he's saying is wrong. It says, and this
what's
is
right, what's
the,
wrong?
Well, this is from the New York Times. I guess
yeah.
he did a February 9th article that began with a question about the legal definition of vaccines. Now, he called him a medical fraud. That's strong language, obviously his opinion. But he said the injections did not prevent infections. Which he's right. We've seen breakthrough cases.
Well, that's
it does not.
But
I mean, we did.
Cases,
I mean,
that's not
in a court.
That's not an accurate.
But in
statement.
A court of in a court of law, the injections did not prevent infections in everybody, provide immunity, or stop transmission.
But he didn't say in everybody, though, Jen. This is where this guy's bread and butter is. He makes these very broad, vague statements, and people go, see, he was right.
But in this, I mean, he is right about those three things. He said, though, however, that the shots alter your genetic coding, which is a story that was out at the very beginning.
That's been floated around from,
And that is not true. Right. So I think he's got like a big bag of stuff, and this is typically how people when they're right about things.
But that's not
correct. I think Jack said that. I'm sure he's listening now. He's going to want to respond to it. I can't remember actually where all that stuff came from. I will tell you, though, that as far as Jack's on the DGV health side of things, he talked about zinc and how that helps protect you, and it really is true. You should check that out. This is a study out of Cal Berkeley, a direct link between cell phone usage and brain tumors we talk about as well.
That's real.
Yeah, it really is. But zinc in our bodies, we need it, and that's explained as well. So you can listen to this podcast, all the podcasts we do with Jack and Ken, DGVHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcast. 41 after the hour coming up in a moment. What's the correct etiquette at a funeral? We'll focus on that right after this. Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Sergeant!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private. Astute.
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer's the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Okay, you could say, why are we discussing this, I suppose. It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Victoria and Jay and Jennifer. The question, the only reason I find this interesting, and I thought maybe you might too, is that I'm going to a service. I went to one a couple of weeks ago for friends. People my age or people who are my friends that are older than I am seem to be checking out. And so there was a discussion at the memorial that I spoke at a couple of weeks ago about, you know, I'm looking around the room and I'm talking to a few of my friends who were there, and there were people dressed in shorts and Tommy Bahama shirts.
At a funeral?
Yeah.
Who comes to so, shorts in a funeral?
Well, that's kind of why I'm bringing this up.
Who comes to a funeral in shorts?
It's actually his son. One of his sons was in shorts. It didn't get along with Dad too well. But
was it a theme? Like,
no.
Dad loved Tommy Bahama, so yeah. Everybody...
No, yeah. Dad didn't like Tommy Bahama.
Okay.
Anyway, so what is black? If you go to a funeral, is wearing black something that's... certainly dressing
that's
conservatively.
That's not as important as it used to be. It used to be that you just wore black. That's just what people
you
do.
Don't, but you don't wear bright colors.
You don't wear bright, happy colors. You wear darker stuff. But, you know, you can wear dark blue. You can wear gray. You can, you know, just stick to your neutrals.
Now, and the conversation among the people at this, there were 250 people at this event. And there were a lot of people that were, you know, conversationally, it was kind of interesting to listen. And as I said, I've been to a couple of these recently. Is it appropriate to say to the wife or the husband or the family that I'm sorry for your loss? My thoughts are with you. Is that a good thing to say?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's okay.
If you need anything, if you ever just want to call or hang out, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet cheeks. Yeah, Doug picks up widows.
Oh, please.
You've got a whole people get to widows, a certain right? Yeah, there's a whole... When you get to a certain age, funerals are for pickups for older people. And they're also kind of like a celebration. Like, people are sort of silently happy that it's not them. They're still above ground. You know what I mean? Like, there's like a sense of elation sometimes.
One of the ladies who I'm very fond of had a birthday the other day. And she and I have talked about the age thing because that became an issue with the last... Well, it didn't really become an issue, but it became a talking point in my last serious relationship. So I was teasing her. She was 62, and I said, oh, my God, you're too old for me, because we've had this conversation, and she knew she got a kick out of it. But there are a lot of people who, you know, they apparently get connected in circumstances like this, and I guess, you know, it's kind of natural in a way, isn't it? What about arriving? When you go to a funeral, how early do you get there? Are you supposed to go there and sort of sit, meditate? Yeah. I think coming to a funeral late is gauche, frankly.
How did we get on this?
What? Funerals?
Funeral talk?
I don't know.
Because
kinda...
I know you, and I know you like to leave places. You know, you're like, when you gotta go, you gotta go. Doug gets really into it. You can't just get up and leave, by the way. You have to wait till it's over.
Yeah, no, you have to, you know, be respectful. And then, is there a side to sit on? How do you know where you're supposed to sit?
There's no side. That's a wedding.
Oh. Okay.
What is happening?
I am just...
Do you have a funeral to go to tomorrow or something, and you need to know all this stuff? Fancy funeral, and you need to know the etiquette?
No, sometimes these things are very helpful. I was actually spurred on to talk about this in part because of lists and how people react to lists. You know that thing we did a couple of weeks ago with Michael Levine, the 10 worst businesses in America? That got more response than anything we've done on this program in a specific way for a long time. It really was pretty interesting. He was talking about the 10 worst businesses, and in that list, by the way, for those of you who may or may not... Do we have that as a podcast? We ought to have that as a separate podcast if we don't. Phil, will you check into that, please? That should be a separate podcast. He talks about Spectrum, how horrible they are, Jennifer, United Airlines, the Postal Service, Wells Fargo. This was like a hit list of Jennifer's people, much as anything else.
You're right.
Equifax, right? Facebook, gosh. McDonald's, Monsanto, yep. Dish Network, all of these are the worst businesses. Yeah, right. It's great. We'll put it up as a podcast at djvshow.com, 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Your medical spirit, Dr. Jack Stockwell on DJV Health. Doug Steffen here with a portion of the program brought to you by Calitrin, by the way. Calitrin has these personal consultants that are there to help you out. If you have a question, they've got answers and they've got help, and they've got a big deal going on right now. Do you know the liquid this is a capsule or a liquid form to lose weight and keep it off? I've forgotten. I only tried the liquid once, but it sort of has a raspberry flavor to it. So if you don't like taking, you don't swallow pills well, then that's your answer. The capsules, though, are about the size of an ibuprofen capsule. So get started losing the weight and keeping it off. Swap the weight for feeling good about yourself. Go to toploss.com and sign up for Calitrin. They have a huge sale going on right now. There are all kinds of bargains, free months, easy payment plans, no extra charges for that. So get started. Go to toploss.com. When you check out after you've decided this is the right thing for you, use the DJV code for the discounts, for the special deals, and for free shipping. All right. So this is right up my this is right up my alley, and you know it, and that's why you say.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, I know. You're
mine
easy
too.
To read.
Yeah, mine
all right,
too.
It's about milk. Listen up, ladies. There is no such thing as milk that doesn't come out of a mammary gland. And here's Jack to understand, to help you understand about proteins. Now, are there any proteins, by the way, in all that other crap, the almond white water?
Oh, yeah.
Or the
proteins.
Coconut white water? There are proteins in that.
But we're not almonds.
No, we aren't.
We're not oats. We're human beings. The reason we're called mammals is because we have mammary glands. We feed our newborn raw milk from our mammary glands. And so I'm here this morning representing the 500 billion mammals on the face of this planet right
Thank
now.
You.
Yes.
Roger Jack.
Yes. And so this study that published in the Journal of Medicinal Food found that milk, particularly raw milk, contains a multifunctional protein, which means it does a lot of different things that helps protect against atherosclerosis, which, of course, is the buildup of crap and plaque inside of our arteries. And the important thing about this is that pasteurized milk does not contain this because that protein is destroyed.
Yep, they eat it. It gets cooked out with a laser in the microwave.
Yes. Yeah. So there is a huge difference between natural milk, which is that which comes from a mammary gland in a raw form, and unnatural milk, which came from a lot of different sources, but even if it came from a mammary gland of a cow or goat or whatever else, and then it's pasteurized, it is no longer natural. It's been denatured. Proteins have been destroyed because of the heat. You know, you just look at the vitamin C content of raw milk, for instance. Vitamin C is destroyed at 107 degrees.
Right. Okay.
These things, what's the pasteurization temperatures? 160 or something like that?
148 to 168.
Yeah.
Yeah. So answer this then. Where did this all start? How did the big medical schools and the public health schools get onto this bandwagon of raw milk? There were some incidents when people got sick, but they didn't drink the real raw milk. They drank raw the milk that had been, there are two kinds of milk. Raw milk that you sell as raw milk, and the way you take care of it and present it to the customer. When I was selling it, we sold about 100 gallons a day on my farm, and it made me better at doing what I had done. That is making sure everything's clean and that stuff. And then there's another process that is the milk that comes from cows, like in these 5,000-10,000 cow dairies. It's so dirty you wouldn't believe it. You wouldn't even look at it.
Yeah.
And you know, people drink that stuff, you're going to get sick.
The reason that the pasteurization was introduced was because of various kinds of bacteria, Listeria for one,
salmonella,
that would show up in dirty milk, and the dirty milk was usually where there was pus or blood or some kind of crap that got through the milking process into the milk.
Well, sometimes mastitis, if they aren't milked properly, gets
exactly.
Into
and so, in order to protect the 100 gallons of good, clean milk from the 1 gallon of crap that slipped in there, then they had to pasteurize the whole thing. Pasteurization is to protect the dirty, sloppy milk producers, not the customers.
Well, it originated when everybody used to have a backyard cow, and they didn't let them out into the pasture. Oftentimes, they were kept in a barn, and the cows would poop. They'd be laying in it.
Well, it's the same as it's a human mother. As long as her health is good, her milk is going to be fantastic.
Right. You don't pasteurize the milk you give to your babies there, ladies, do you?
They're talking about it. They're talking about it in the hospitals.
There we go. All right. And that's just it. It's talk from these schools of public health. All right, Jack, good job. Thank you for updating us. Jack Stockwell with Doug.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.